Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
State Senator Randy Brogdon will be joining us from Oklahoma as we continue our series on the states declaring sovereignty. This is one of the biggest chances we have to beat the globalists. Well, they will stage terror attacks to pose as our saviors and attack the people. Now they admit the Patriot Act's being used in the general public in non-terror-related cases. You're all going to be on the terror list. This is how it works. He has helped pass the sovereignty bill, path set for other states seeking to reassert constitutional rights. In fact, can I get the bill? I had it in one of my other folders, but I need that Oklahoma resolution. All right, well, that's coming up. Let me go ahead and get into some of the other news that we have here in front of us. The Mail Online reports social websites harm children's brains, chilling warning to parents from top neuroscientists. And I've read over these findings. This just matches the literally, it's one of the most studied things out there, thousands of other government industry studies, internal studies by television companies themselves. You can just, as we've talked about, Google the term TV viewing Alzheimer's or TV viewing brain damage. And TV lowers people because of the flicker rate and other issues down into a dreamlike state of lower cognitive development. And the average person watches over 4 hours of TV, children even more. And so they don't, sociologically, psychologically, they don't know how to communicate with people anymore. They don't know how to talk to people. They'll sit 2 feet away, text messaging somebody who's right by them. And this is accelerating as people literally get sucked into their television sets, is the analogy. They are becoming, you know, Borg. And parents like it because they can go off and watch TV themselves or surf the internet. And, you know, radio. And they've done, you can Google these studies, because you have to listen, and then you have, and then your mind images everything you're hearing. If I say yellow duck, your brain just imaged a yellow duck. That made more neural pathways open up. If I say green penguin, you are now imaging a green penguin. Same thing with reading. Reading and listening to radio hit the same areas of the brain, but the studies show radio even more increases intelligence, because you have to image it just from hearing it one way, and then with reading, you're seeing it. And then some studies say that it's both good for the brain, but that it just hits different areas, but it's similar. You can go read all these studies. But with flicker rates, with TVs and high-def screens especially, it's a flash. And your brain's picking up the flash. And it's a flashing light that hits. I mean, flashing lights make people have seizures. And they've coded, the Pentagon, back in the 40s, had even calibrated the televisions and did studies, these are public, on what mesmerized. I mean, they designed it to take control of your mind. And so they are hitting you and bombarding you with this. And there's all these studies out. It's just a fact that violent video games bring you into an even lower state, because you would think that because you're concentrating and watching a screen with a flicker rate, that it would actually increase cognitive, but it lowers the brain not just into a sleep state or a sleepwalking state, but playing video games for long periods of time will, and people die doing this, will bring you into a state that is only found in people with serious sleep apnea, very low oxygen levels. But the oxygen's there, but the areas of the brain go into death mode. And because the people are fully focused, they're basically like hypnotized, they're meditating. And I mean, I remember playing video games, and that was just Donkey Kong and stuff, and I would get so focused because of the levels, it took such exact focusing, and for hours, just I was there and play. And I remember, like, stopping the game when somebody came in, and I would be, like, dizzy and in a daze. You were under mind control. But now you're not beating, you know, stuff with a hammer. It is ripping people's guts out, slaughtering humans. Stay with us.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Senator Randy Brogdon of Oklahoma is our guest. He is introduced mirror legislation to the House version that Representative Charles Key and others have gotten to pass the House. And, you know, people keep saying, can this work? Will this work? It's the only hope we've got. People are like, oh, Congressman Keys and Representative Keys, he can't get anything passed. He, you know, they'll never get it through the Senate. Well, it's got a very good chance of passing the Senate. Other states are passing this. We got Texas to introduce two different resolutions in the last week. Your calls. So I talked to the rep's office and had them on. Your call spurred this. You're doing it. And we just re-educate the public. I guess they've never even been educated, so we can just educate them. But we have to educate the public on the fact that the states created the federal government. The federal government's out of control, bought and paid for by foreign banks, letting foreign corporations come in, buy off the feds, buy off the state legislatures, take over our roads, our infrastructure. That's what privatization is. It's not real privatization. And so here's the headline. Oklahoma House passes sovereignty bill, passed set for other states seeking to reassert constitutional rights. And see, people love a winner. As other states pass this, and some states have completely passed it, and the strong language in these bills about no to gun confiscation, no to FEMA camps, no to handing our roads over to foreign corporations, no to handing our ports over, no to the banks taking over. I mean, it's happening. It's happening. We have to have the states as the leaders, as our representatives, take on the feds who we created through the states. So I'm just very, very excited about this, and I appreciate him joining us, Senator Randy Brogdon. Sir, thank you for what you're doing. Tell us exactly what's going on and how the listeners can help get this passed in the Oklahoma Senate so it's fully in place for the state of Oklahoma.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and I'm always excited when I have an opportunity to spread the good word of freedom and liberty and sovereignty, and I have been welcomed in the state of Texas many times over the last several months talking on sovereignty and freedom issues. As a matter of fact, I think I've been down there about 9 times in different parts of the state discussing issues just like this and the NAFTA Superhighway, the TTC 35, sovereignty, freedom, the 10th Amendment. So let me tell you what we're doing here in the state of Oklahoma. We, as a legislative body, have decided that we are going to reclaim our state's rights. And you hit the nail on the head. There would not be a federal government had the states collectively not created the federal government. The federal government, Congress, has forgotten about that, and most state legislatures around this nation have forgotten about it. But, you know, true, we are part of the United States system. But just because we are a part of the United States does not mean that as a state or as a people, we are subjects to the federal government. That is not what it's all about. Congress has very limited rights, enumerated powers that we, the people, have given Congress the responsibility to do. Today, this Congress is the biggest bunch of overreachers and underachievers I have ever seen in my entire life. It is what this Congress is involved with is devastating to us as a nation. It is devastating to us as a free people.
If I could just add and get your take on the president's, not State of the Union, address to Congress, a 10-minute standing ovation as everything's collapsing and falling apart, Obama bad-mouthing the states and saying, we're going to make sure you don't waste the money when they take our state money and then send it back with strings attached, a tiny portion. And Obama's the guy who helped engineer the banker bailout. The very people that changed the laws in the 90s are now running his administration that set all this up. And they're just so proud of themselves. They're just so, I mean, you know, both the Republicans and the Democrats, it was a sickening spectacle. Your take on that, State Senator?
Well, it was probably one of the most sophomoric speeches I've ever heard in my life. If you compare it to the Constitution, if you compare it to the founders of this great nation, and I watched as much of it as I could, and I saw Republicans standing and cheering, talking about putting limits on how much private industry can make. And so our Republicans in Congress have so fallen off the wagon, or they've drank the Kool-Aid. I don't know what goes on in Washington, but here's what I am convinced of. I've been serving in the state Senate for the last 6 years. I am convinced, without any shadow of a doubt, we can take our nation back, but it will be done at the state level. State by state by state, we must regain our sovereignty. We must implement the freedom and the liberty that our founding fathers gave us. And our 10th Amendment resolution, SJR 10 and House Bill 1003, uses some pretty strong words. We are ordering the federal government to cease and desist effective immediately of all mandates that are beyond the scope of their constitutionally delegated powers. And I dare say 90% plus of what Congress is involved with today falls outside of their constitutional authority and the enumerated powers that we, the people, gave them. And I'm telling you what, I am on a charge here in the state of Oklahoma to take them back.
Well, we're with you. We're right behind you and right beside you, Senator. Very excited and just really, really love your spirit and the things you're talking about. And if you do compare the federal government today to the founding fathers, how eloquent, intelligent, their grasp of history, what they were doing, and you compare it to what's going on now, I mean, number one, they're only going to regulate and control regular businesses and small companies. If you read his $500,000 cap, which is total government control, total tyranny, communist and fascist do it. It's waivers for all the big banks and all his cronies, and it says they will selectively enforce who they put caps on. So it's even worse than just having the government put a cap, because, I mean, this is incredible. Talk about social engineering.
Well, President Obama has no moral authority to stand and lecture the citizens here in the state of Oklahoma or the state of Texas on how to be fiscally responsible. We have just witnessed something in the first 30 days of his administration with a very socialistic agenda. I mean, it borders on fascism, to where government and industry are now going to partner up, and it will be devastating to the free markets. It will collapse our country as we know it. But I'm telling you what, we can change it, because the state of Oklahoma, we're not going to participate in his nonsense. We're not going to participate in his debt or his mandates. We're going to. This is my goal. I don't suspect we have a governor that's going to be very helpful in that right now. The legislature is making a very strong statement that we're reclaiming our rights, and we're going to order the government to get out of our pocket and out of our backyard, leave us alone, take care of the responsibilities that we've given them, and nothing more, nothing less.
Well, this is elite corporations. They're on record using the presidency and the executive and the legislative to hijack industry. I mean, they love this. I've got Financial Times of London articles where they admit the big super banks are just using this to buy up banks and other businesses. And now they're talking about nationalizing other things like oil and industry and automaking. I mean, that's great for the few CEOs that are in the Obama administration. That's why the Republicans are playing along, because they want, you know, part of that honeypot too. I mean, I think this is the greatest challenge this nation has ever faced, because as our forebears said, this country could not fall from without. It will only fall from within.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's one thing that will restore this nation, and it is to what I like to refer to, back to the future. If we're going to have a future in this nation, we're going to have to go back to our founding roots and start living by the principles that the Declaration of Independence so clearly spelled out and protected in the rule of law with our Constitution. You know, Obama has been talking down this nation ever since talking down the economy ever since he has come into office. It's quite different message what he was sharing out on the campaign trail. You know, he did inspire a lot of people. And, of course, his socialistic agenda, I hope, fails and fails miserably, but it looks like it's going to be a stark reality here before too long.
Well, Senator, you're right. I mean, you're right when you say he was hope changed. We'll fix it right away. It's not that bad. And as soon as he came in, he said, you do exactly what I say.
That's right.
Or a crisis will be a catastrophe. That is economic terrorism.
That's exactly right. And what we have seen this week, the Bank of America stock fell 36%. Christopher Dodd gets up and does his little whiny boy talk, and we have Republicans falling in lockstep with him. And the monetary system has obviously been in trouble for, ever since we adopted the Federal Reserve system. But Citigroup this week fell 22%. I mean, they're almost a penny stock now. Well, guess who that's going to benefit? It's going to benefit the big players. It's going to benefit the federal government. They own now, I think, 40% of the stock, or this is what they're wanting to do. The federal government is going to own up to 40% of the financial stocks in this country. You cannot become more of a fascist state than when the federal government takes over our banking institutions. I mean, it is just a bizarre situation we have found ourselves in.
Well, Senator, studying this, what's really happening is, under the banker bailout bill that gave omnipotent power to the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and if you look at it, it's really the Federal Reserve and offshore banks, through the glove or the apparatus of government, that are taking government control, just like big banks do third world countries. I want to get your take on that. I know you're a very busy man. We've got a quick break. Can we come back and get your take on that, and then give out the bill number and tell listeners all over the country, because this will be a domino effect, how they can let their voices be heard, but also we have a few affiliates in Oklahoma, how folks can call and make sure this happens, and also call the media and tell them, don't you badmouth the state senator and others, and Charles Key and others. You don't have any future, economically, fools, unless this happens. I mean, look, America is 300 million people. There's 6.5 billion. Why do most of them live as slaves? They let corruption take over. Look at Mexico. They've got triple the resources we have. They're collapsing because of corruption. Free market and liberty is what made this country so great. And they're killing the goose that lays the golden egg. Stay there, Senator.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
Oklahoma State Senator Randy Brogdon is our guest for 5 more minutes. Sir, that question I asked before the break, I've analyzed this, I've had many economists on, I want to see if you concur. Nationalization's bad enough, but the Federal Reserve is private. It's really taking control and vertically integrating their competition, so they put the debt on us, but then they keep the profits. Can you comment on that?
You bet, and the Federal Reserve, it was probably one of the blackest marks of anything that has ever transpired in our nation's history. Most people have no understanding that the Federal Reserve is a private group of financiers. They literally run the dollar. They run our monetary system. That is not the way our founding fathers set it up. As a matter of fact, there are many debates and articles written, even in the Federalist Papers, talking about never having a central monetary or a central bank. It is the responsibility of the federal government to coin money. And once again, the lackadaisical, unconstitutional ne'er-the-wells in Congress, they relinquished that responsibility, handed it over, and now we have a black market of paper money that can be printed at will. Our inflation rate is so high today, people have no idea. I mean, the feds tell us our inflation rate is 3 or 4%, whatever it is. I would dare say our inflation rate today is probably up around 14 to 15%.
Well, you've done your research. That's what all the economists we talk to say, and it's going to go over 20. For those that don't know, the foreign offshore banks are collapsing the economy
right,
so they can have a fire sale.
That's exactly right.
I mean, they did this, and they need to be arrested instead of grandstanding as our saviors.
Well, and I mentioned before the break, Bank of America stock fell 36% this week. Citigroup fell 22%. Well, there's only a few people in this world that have an opportunity to go out and buy that stock at this fire sale. And some of that money can, I bet you a dollar to a donut, will come from China. So we're in trouble. We have still have opportunities. And I want to invite people to go to my website. It's just my name, randybrogdon.com. And I have written extensively about a lot of these issues that we're discussing. A lot of our legislation is up on the website. And I talk about freedom and liberty and sovereignty. And I have links to a lot of different publications. And so I would invite your listeners to go and learn more about what we're trying to do here in Oklahoma.
We've got your we're also simulcasting on TV right now. Senator Randy Brogdon's website is randybrogdon.com. Go there. They have the bills. They have phone numbers. They have contacts. They have articles he's written. It's an excellent website. Senator, I know you've got to go into the Senate here in about 3 minutes. Tell us how we put pressure, especially our Oklahoma listeners, but folks around the country, on the Senate, because you told me they might try some chicanery. The state police have been trying to come in under the federal auspices and try to block things. That's what Representative Key told us.
Right.
So in the 2 or 3 minutes we've got left, tell us what we need to do.
Well, I think that we're going to get a hearing on this bill this time. Last year, Representative Key had his bill passed off of the House floor 97-3. And the Democrat floor leader would not allow, at the time, would not allow me to have a hearing on the Senate floor. That was the bad news. The good news this year, for the first time in our nation's, our state's history, the Republicans took control of the Senate, the first time since statehood. So we have a 26-22 majority in the Senate, and my bill has already passed overwhelmingly in Judiciary Committee. It'll be headed to the floor probably Thursday or maybe Monday or Tuesday. I haven't decided yet. And I suspect it's going to pass. And here again, we have two bills alive today here, in the, one House bill and one Senate bill. Eventually, I'm going to yield to Representative Key's bill because he ran the bill last year and I was his Senate author. So we're trying to keep both bills alive just in case there are some shenanigans that take place, and make sure that we give the citizens of Oklahoma an opportunity to head down the path of reclaiming our sovereignty as a state. And I'm telling you what, I am encouraged what's happening here in Oklahoma. My assistant came in just a while ago, and she said, I've already had a call from a listener in California. So your message, this station and this message of freedom and sovereignty is mm-hmm. obviously making an impact as we speak.
Yes, Senator, in closing, you know, if we had real Republicans like you have in Oklahoma and like they have in New Hampshire,
right.
We've been interviewing people from all these states.
New Hampshire,
you guys
got a great
resolution. Yeah, I mean, you guys are really informed. You're the leaders we need, just like Dr. Paul and others. And folks, we need to get behind these men and women. We are the people that will put wind into the sails of the ship of liberty. And so I just hope you go to the website, randybrogdon.com. Brogdon
right.
is spelled B-R-O-G-D-O-N. B-R-O-G-D-O-N. And sir, when it passes, we're praying it does, I want to have you back on,
you
sir.
Bet.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the invite.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon, Senator. All right, there he goes. We're going to come back, take phone calls, do a news blitz. I have some video clips I'm going to be playing as well, some key information. So please stay with us. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, and jonesreport.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Don't want no shackles on me.
That's Jimmy Vaughn.
Don't want no shackles.
The song No Shackles on Me.
Don't want no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother.
I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom.
Yeah, I got the blues about my freedom.
Got the blues about tyranny.
Jimmy and his lovely wife, Robin, invited my wife and I to go have dinner with Ron Paul this weekend, and much as I'd love to do it, thanks for inviting me, Jimmy. I can't because I'm going to be here Saturday night finishing the Obama deception because I do have the blues about tyranny, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the sacrifices we make to get the job done. But side issue, I just miss out on a lot. I'm not whining. It's just if more people would get involved in fighting tyranny, those of us fighting tyranny wouldn't have to work as hard. But it's a great challenge, and I love it, and I'm blessed to be here. I want to race through calls, Steve, Glenn, Jay, Mark, Pat, and others. But first, I want to play a video clip. And by the same YouTube director, he's done a new one. First, in a few minutes, we're going to play the one that's on screen for folks that's just so poignant and really states it all on the record. He's got a new one on the mind control. In fact, I want to single out this YouTube director. Will you guys print his page for me so I can single out or show us his page? Let's go to the source page so folks can see it. One of the best directors out there. There's so many great ones. His handle is AENFROY87. Not the best handle, but a great page you can link through. The video is called The Final Push for World Government. You can Google that, The Final Push for World Government, and then you can go to his page from the link over on the right-hand side. We're going to play two of his videos today for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Obviously, the audio is quite informative as well for the radio audience. Before we go any further, the Obama deception is about to come out. I'm finishing it up this weekend. Then it is going to go be manufactured next week. We'll get it back probably the 10th or 12th or so. And then we're going to be shipping these out, packaging them, getting them ready to be shipped out starting on the 15th. Get your order in now to make sure they're shipped out to you first. Again, theobamadeception.net, theobamadeception.net, or infowars.com to order, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Also, I want to tell you about one of our sponsors that makes the radio show possible, and that is Ecola Blue. Ecola Blue is an atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Produces up to 7.5 gallons a day. Great tasting, pure H2O, exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH. And the radio ad you hear, that I've got to recut it. It's actually seven filters. We say five filters it goes through, including carbon filter, silver impregnated carbon filter, reverse osmosis, and a lot more. Here's their number, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ecolablue.com, ecoloblue.com. Okay, let's go ahead and play this video dealing with the New World Order, and I want you to listen to the information at the first of, because it's true. We're this tiny little planet, this little mote of dust in the universe, and it goes over the fact that everybody we've ever loved, everybody we've ever known will live and die on this planet. And all these kings and queens came before us, all the crazy things they did, all the heroes, all the tyrants. We were all here. This is our special time to be alive here now, and we need to think about future generations. Just like our ancestors live on through us, we live on through generations that come after us. And realize that liberty is what everything good flows from, and tyranny is what everything bad flows from. And if the good people don't stand up and say no to evil, evil will win. We don't want that to happen. So let's go ahead and go to this video. Here it is.
That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives. The aggregate of our joy and suffering, thousands of confident religions, ideologies, and economic doctrines, every hunter and forager, every hero and coward, every creator and destroyer of civilization, every king and peasant, every young couple in love, every mother and father, hopeful child, inventor and explorer, every teacher of morals, every corrupt politician, every superstar, every supreme leader, every saint and sinner in the history of our species lived there, on the mote of dust, suspended in a sunbeam. Think of the rivers of blood spilled by all those generals and emperors, so that in glory and triumph they could become the momentary masters of a fraction of a dot.
Throughout history, the elite have always fought for world government. They've always sought to tyrannize the people. Now they're making their final push for world government. The worst elements of humanity in power because they're ruthless and are willing to do what it takes to get control. Pre-humanity is having war waged upon us by the social engineers, the control freaks of the New World Order. They funded Hitler. They funded Stalin and Mao Zedong. Zbigniew Brzezinski funded Pol Pot as he killed 3 million people. And now they're attempting to bring down Western Europe and the United States as they've done to all the third world nations. It is our turn to fall. Our turn to be killed. To be culled. And those that survive, to be enslaved. Take your destiny in your hands and say no to the New World Order.
There is a global meltdown coming. It is a global depression. And one world currency and one world financial system is the end game. China said last week they want one global currency. France said yesterday or the day before that they want one world order, a new world order, at the end of this event.
Tonight, a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to the tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision.
This time, a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy, effectively surrendering the sovereignty of the United States.
Which is what Bilderberg is into, by and large, the idea of a one world community, a new world order. You know, they see that as...
They see themselves as a government as opposed to a group of world leaders or people with influence.
The European leaders have been pressing for an overhaul of the whole international financial system, and they will continue to do so. They are calling for an organization of a global summit as soon as next month.
Chancellor and Josie, very much for the transatlantic economic integration plan.
And for that, too, we need to develop a common market, common standards.
So this is indeed a very important agreement.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning of a new international order.
A new world order.
Of a new world order.
A new world order. You're free, and freedom is beautiful. And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
The forces shaping this world at this moment are so strong, and they all tend in one direction.
Global crime syndicate, to David Rockefeller, to the Rothschild representatives here, to the Queen of the Netherlands, to all of you, we tell you, you are not our queen, you are not our king, you are not our God, we do not belong to you, we are not your slaves, we stand as free humans, have stood since the beginning of time, against the strong man, against the thug, against the bully. We are here telling you we will resist the new world order. We will defeat your world government.
And if you hear the shouting, it's a group of demonstrators who come. 9/11 was an inside job. Oh, get a light.
They're going after everybody. How do we know, how do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg Group, sir?
Great video there. Let's go ahead and play their other video, then we'll come back and take a few calls and get our next guest on. Let's go ahead and go to this same director's other resistance video. Now, this gets into Barack Obama's brainwashing. It is extremely powerful. Let's start rolling this right now. Here it is. Listen carefully. In troubling economic times, people look to a leader for hope.
But the way we're going to win over the long term is not just militarily. We've got to win over hearts and minds. We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama fraud. Welcome back to reality.
In Pakistan, meanwhile, the first apparent U.S. missile strike since Barack Obama became commander-in-chief. At least 17 people were killed, and the world is getting an early sample of the new administration's war on terror.
But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
And President-elect Obama giving new life to the North American Union, a plan by business and political elites to tear down the trade barriers among the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and to create a NAFTA superhighway, all of which to be done without the approval of Congress or the American people. I mean, the old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
He's President Bush's ninth cousin once removed. Cheney's cousin Barack Obama is also Bush's 11th cousin.
One of the things I discovered is that Dick and Barack Obama are eighth cousins. Isn't that an amazing thing?
Even Obama's administration wants to increase spending overseas and increase military spending. As long as you want to run the world empire at $1 trillion a year, believe me, you cannot solve this problem. We are determined to take a serious recession and turn it into a depression if we don't change our ways.
Look at Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, investment banker, served in Israel's defense forces, senior advisor to Bill Clinton. Rule number one, never allow crisis to go to waste. They are big opportunities and big things. It's a quote. And now his youth squads.
The idea of universal citizen service. Mm-hmm. You have to participate.
Citizenship is not an entitlement program. It comes with responsibilities. Everybody somewhere between the ages of 18 and 25 will serve 3 months of basic training and understanding in a kind of civil defense.
So is this compulsory then?
Well, you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months. Because I think anytime somebody serves their country in some capacity, we're going to be stronger for it.
Georgia Republican Congressman Paul Brown says he fears President-elect Obama could establish a Marxist dictatorship. Brown said in an interview Monday, quote, it may sound a bit crazy and off base, but he's the one who's proposed this national security force. Brown is referring to a July speech by Mr. Obama in which he called for a civilian force to relieve the military from its national security burden. That's exactly what Hitler did in Nazi Germany. It's exactly what the Soviet Union did. He's showing me signs of being Marxist. You have to remember that Adolf Hitler was elected in a democratic Germany, end quote, Paul Brown.
Zbigniew Brzezinski, foreign policy advisor, founder of Trilateral Commission, foreign policy advisor Jimmy Carter, member of Bilderberg Group, close associate of Henry Kissinger, intel advisor to major U.S. corporations. As America becomes an increasingly multicultural society, we'll find it more difficult to fashion consensus on foreign policy issues except in the circumstances of a truly massive and widespread perceived external threat. And
we waged a variety of conflicts against the Soviet Union, but we always strove to maximize the number of supporters in order to isolate the opponent. I am very much for the use of power.
I think Obama is clearly more effective and has the upper hand.
If we have actionable intelligence about high-value terrorist targets and President Musharraf will not act, we will.
The verbal reaction was swift.
Pakistan, being a sovereign country, will never allow any other country to send troops to its territory for any purpose.
To Dr. Brzezinski, he has proven to be an outstanding friend and somebody who I've learned an immense amount from.
Will you pledge that by January 2013, the end of your first term, more than 5 years from now, there will be no U.S. troops in Iraq?
I don't want to make promises not knowing what the situation is going to be 3 or 4 years out.
And I have to say, Obama is the most inspiring man. He told us all the doses are civic duties to participate and make this one big global community.
This man was born for this, and he was born to lead us, and I just feel so inspired.
Someone to actually make a difference in my life.
I feel like I am living a dream. Yeah. I feel like I am, I'm going to get emotional. I feel like I'm experiencing...
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, to finish this up and take calls.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
And I have to say, Obama is the most inspiring man. He told us all the doses are our civic duty to participate and make this one big global community.
This man was born for this, and he was born to lead us, and I just feel so inspired.
Someone to actually make a difference in my
life. I feel like I am living a dream. Yeah. I feel like I am... I'm going to get emotional. I feel like I'm experiencing a level of inspiration.
Not only does he hear us, he feels us. And that when I hear Barack Obama, it's that he talks to my soul.
Ah. I feel like I'm in a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Except they're going over the rocks or the big waterfall down to the pits of hell. And all these poor suckers aren't going to be able to admit they've been suckered. And when they stage the terror attacks, they're going to have the brigades out, folks. They're going to tell the people, if you'll just give up your liberties, we can protect you. And they're going to say, it's your fault. They're already saying, Alex, you're blocking what Obama's doing. That's letting all the bad things happen. He's getting everything he wants, fools. Just like you Bush supporters. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. All right, let's go to some phone calls here. Appreciate folks holding. Just so I can get to everybody, let's just move quickly here. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air. There's some dogs back there, definitely with Al-Qaeda. Okay, Steve. Let's move on to Glenn in Arizona. Glenn in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I got a couple things on my mind. First,
you're thinking, sir? You need to be in a dream watching television and being happy and taking Prozac. Are you with Al-Qaeda, sir?
Yes, I have taken the pill. It's the blue one, though.
Good, good.
Happy belated birthday.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. I guess your Wikipedia page is correct. I wanted to say thank you for everything that you do. I appreciate your music selection, too. It tends to express the sentiment quite well. And I would like to add For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield.
Oh, yeah, there's a bunch of music we need to... I'm just so busy I haven't been able to mess with it. Thank you.
Basically, I'm here in Arizona, and I've been seeing a progression in the amount of chemtrails in the skies, and every time I find myself walking outside, I look up at the sky with my four-year-old, and I get extremely mad.
Those are nutrient trails, sir.
Right.
Those are vitamins. Those are vitamins, sir.
Well, that's good. I was worried because my son has breathing problems, and it just... I don't know.
Recently, well, you know,
with that said, I just find it hard to find very many things to be happy about and joyful about, and increasing information that's coming out with you sharing with your guests and et cetera. Just, I don't know.
We're trying to take back the globalist command base with the states. These are murdering criminals that run it, so it's going to be a hard fight, but we don't have any other choice. Know this, life is not boring. This is the animating contest for freedom and liberty, and it's always a struggle between good and evil, sir, and the people stood down, so evil took over. And so it's up to you. I mean, since 47, they've been in total secrecy with unlimited funding in the national security state. Of course they ship drugs in. Of course they money launder. Of course they're engaging in eugenics. They think they're God. They think we're fools. And we're taking action against them.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So anything in particular for chemtrails, what could I do to potentially slow this down? Because it's disgusting.
Well, there's a bunch of programs under the aerosol, the high-altitude spraying program, and weather modification, and a lot of other things. So we will do more shows on that in the future, sir. The government's only doing it to help you. Remember that. They love you. They care about you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.